Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Comic Chronicle issue number 17. As always, I am your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. So, guys and gals, what we're going over right now is the TV for the week. And first up, we have... Well, first up, I want to say, great week, to say the least here. Great week on TV. I know last week was kind of iffy and whatnot, but it was some greatness. This week, full launch is fucking great. We're going to get into it. Let's get into it. First up, let's do with what came out at the beginning of the week. We're looking at Gotham. It was Gotham's winter finale, which sucks balls, but with Gotham's winter finale, it gave us Jerome, a.k.a. Joker. He hasn't been called Joker, at least officially, yep, has been hinted at heavily, and it is basically a Joker. He's basically a Joker, yeah. Sends the Gotham into chaos. It goes on full-on Joker vibe. So, yeah, I'm not going to spoil any of this, guys. This is this kind of recap without spoilers, and to go check it out yourself, kind of say, well, I wonder what happened this week, if you didn't know the episodes and whatnot. Like always, but next up we have Supergirls. Great reveals with Jimmy Olsen. And real character development with the return. Should I say it? Spoiler alert. For the next couple episodes, Return of the White Martians. At least for the next episode. So, yeah, keep that one in mind. If you haven't seen The White Martians yet on Supergirl, how are you caught up on the season? For two, do yourself a favor, check out White Martians. Even just look at clips of them. Astounding shit they're doing on Supergirl. Astounding. Now, we're going on to the man with the plan, Flash. Now, we see a full-on Cisco vibe suit going on. And Cisco, we know in his vibe and whatnot, the superhero, but we never saw him in the suit. You see the suit, bitches. And I only say that because it's in the teaser trailer. It's Cisco as Vibe versus Gypsy. And is also traveling across the multiverse, including visits to Supergirl's world and visits in the Catco office. Miss Tessmacca does not get the best of luck, I swear. Ever, she always gets involved with something. And they're also looking at Earth 2 and a destroyed Earth. And a great Kid Flash plus Iris story, to say the least. I'll give it that. And overall, great episode. But next up, we're looking at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. action-packed episode plus the return of the actor Patton Oswalt, who does an amazing job as Agent Krennic. Amazing job, to say the least. I love Patton Oswalt. He's a phenomenal guy and phenomenal actor, to say the least. Both of which combine equal one great person. Well, he can be a phenomenal person without being an actor, but hey. And there's many changes and unexpected things that do happen, and many plot twists like always in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and it's tough to describe that episode with you guys' recap without any spoilers. Just because you want to be like, do you remember this? Holy shit, this thing happened. Not right now, at least we won't go over. Next up, we have Legends of Tomorrow. This was actually a very, very great episode, mostly because it was Legion of Doom-centric. It was the complete opposite of you follow the heroes and you get snippets of the villains. It's like, no, you follow the villains and get snippets of the heroes this week. Oh, fantastic. Even the intro was different. Phenomenal. They do all their shit. Plus some great reveals with the heroes. And it's the Black Flash of Death. AKA Zoom when he got Transformer Flash Season 2. But he comes back. Black Flash. Like, holy shit, red streak, black and red costume, zombie face, only half the mask showing, the face and whatnot, oh, it goes versus the Legion of Doom. Yeah, it's some hardcore shit right there. And next up, we're looking at Arrow. Great episode with the recruitment of the new Black Canary, Talia al Ghul, and a little cameo of Captain Singh with the Central City Police Department. And also, superhero lunches at Big Belly Burger, which completed the episode, because those were fucking amazing. Reminded me of, if you all have seen it, hopefully it's the, if you ever watch it, the Superhero Cafe, they call it, where Batman's sitting across from Superman, and they have all this, like, dirty-ass jokes, and all these, like, jokes, adult jokes, and they make fun of the movie universe, and all the other books universe and shit. Very great. Check out Superhero Cafe. Alright, guys, that's all I have for you for the TV episode this week, but stay tuned, because there will be an episode just on Powerless, the new DC TV show comedy sitcom. I'm going to give you guys a full-on first kind of impression episode sort of thing with Powerless. That shall be up pretty soon, if not already. So, guys, that is all I have for you for DC. Powerless will be included on the next run of that, but for premiere episodes, we are going to be doing a little special first kind of episode issue for that. So stay tuned, guys and gals. And as always, if you want any reviews, any coverage ideas and whatnot, go ahead and send it to @DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. I'll always be there to listen. And then also, guys, if you want to go ahead and subscribe so you get alerts for when we get new coverage episodes. And then we also have the weekly episodes every week, too, with the TV and news and whatnot and new books. But then also follow me on Podbean in case you listen to me on Podbean as well. It is always helpful. And send the word about the podcast, guys. Send the word. We have a good fan base right now, but want to make the fan base bigger. We got to get more people. This is the benefit for you guys, is it's news. It's coverage of things maybe you did not know about, and you get a little bit more information. And go check it out yourself and see all these great things. Because I don't spoil that. I give you little snippets of gold that leads you straight to the mine itself. If that isn't the motto for the show, I don't know what will be. And then also you get your news and that in case you don't look at the news that much. And new book recommendations and everything. And kind of seeing what's what in the DC TV show universe. And plus Marvel. But it's really mostly becoming DC's TV show universe, let's be honest. Even though I love Marvel, please give me a job. Okay, so thank you guys as always, and stay classy, Central City.